So this is about the Naam Hatha. Bhakti Vinod says, I am singing news of the greatest happiness. At the place known as Suravi Kunj in Srinavadweep, the marketplace of the holy name has now been opened, and Lord Nityananda himself is the proprietor. Such wonderful things are going on in that blissful marketplace. Sri Nityananda Prabhu is selling the pure holy name wholesale, merely for the price of one's faith. Seeing the assembly of devotees eagerly waiting to purchase the name, Lord Nityananda first examines each of them to test their qualification. Then he sells them the name by bargaining for his price accordingly. Oh, my dear friends, if you really want to buy this pure holy name, then just come along with me, for I am now going to meet with this Nityananda Mahajan. Thus, you will finally be able to acquire the pure holy name. I will also take my due commission, and in this way, all three of us will fulfill our desires. Sri Nityananda Prabhu is so extraordinarily merciful. Accepting only one's faith in the holy name, he bestows the topmost divine bliss. When Nitai sees a tear welling in someone's eye upon chanting the name of Gaura, he instantly gives his support to that person. Indeed, he bestows all divine opulences. He gives that person genuine realization of the pure teachings of Sri Krishna as found in the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. While displaying all this inconceivable mercy, he pays no attention to one's caste, material wealth, mundane knowledge, or physical ability. Now, dear friends, please reject all of Maya's entangling snares. If you are a householder, then just remain at your home. If you are renounced, then just live in the forest. Either way, nothing more will trouble you. We no longer need to fear the terrible age of Kali, for the most merciful Lord Nityananda gives the holy name to anyone and everyone, even to the lowest among men. Bhaktivinod loudly calls out and proclaims to all, other than the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, there is no shelter. No other shelter except the lotus feet of Nitai. Hari Hari Bol. Nitai Pada Ki. So, this is very nice. That song by Bhaktivinod Thakur. Now here's a very nice song. Dhule Dhule Gora Chand. This is a story of when Lord Chaitanya was on tour in India and he came to Vrindavan. We'll describe in first the translation, then we'll sing. The moon-like Lord Gaurachand arrives in Vrindavan while dancing, swaying to and fro and singing the glories of Lord Hari. The creepers adorning the trees of Vrindavan are overwhelmed with ecstatic love, and they are speaking about the glories of Lord Hari. Flocks of birds who live in the groves are singing the name of Lord Hari. Lord Gaur says, Hari Hari, and a female parrot responds, Hari Hari. And then all the male and female parrots start singing a loud chorus of the name of Hari. Becoming intoxicated by the holy name, the deer come forward from out of the forest. The peacocks and peahens are dancing and frolicking in ecstatic love. Lord Hari is in his heart. Lord Hari is in his meditation, and he always chants the name of Hari with his voice. Gaura Chand is intoxicated by ecstatic mellows and rolls around on the ground while singing and singing Harinam. Arriving on the bank of the Jamuna River, he dances wildly while chanting Hari, Hari. Mother Yamuna becomes so ecstatic that she arises and comes forward to wash Lord Gauranga's feet.